The War Resisters League had announced in a press conference that they would participate in a die-in at Ground Zero, the site of the former World Trade Center, on August 31st.
We had everything above board, exactly what we were going to do. So the police knew it in advance.
Bill Steyert, a Vietnam veteran, describes the new tactics police have developed to facilitate the mass arrest of protesters.
When the officer gave us the green light, we crossed over to Fulton. And there was a banner in front of me that two guys were carrying. It wasn't a War Resistance League banner. It was one they had made. It said, "Liberated Iraqis," and underneath it had pictures of gravestones. They were holding it sideways so as not to block any traffic. All of a sudden, the same officer who said we could proceed started yelling, "That banner's blocking the street." And I said, "Officer, you can see it's not blocking the street." And he didn't even listen. He said, "You're under arrest, up against this wall." Cops on bikes immediately surrounded us, and the orange plastic fishnet was brought out.
Jessica Rexschaefer was arrested during the Great March on August 29. Like preemptive war, she says, the government now practices preemptive detention of those who oppose its policies.
I saw cops beating a protester as he was cowering on the ground, and I pointed it out. They didn't like that, so they came after me. They forced me to the ground, they held me down, they sprayed me with pepper spray, and then they dragged me off. I was held for 36 hours. My lawyer told me of the charges. 5 felonies and 2 misdemeanors. Simply for pointing out police brutality. The DA requested bail of $100,000. In that courtroom, there were people who were accused of sexual assault, assault with a weapon. Their bail's $10,000. I am a long-term New York City resident. I work at Columbia University. I'm also a student there. But the DA asked this outrageous amount because he wanted to silence me and other protesters.
Numerous reports of abuse of those detained at Pier 57 have emerged. Some have come to call Pier 57 Guantanamo on the Hudson. Jonathan Nieves is one of the victims.
They had over 1,000 people in this place, all over the floor. I have this rash that's been going on since then. I haven't been able to sleep. It's a horrible rash all over.
As perhaps 50% of those arrested, Deepa was not part of the protests. She says she was coming out of a store where she had purchased a book. After the experience of a 48-hour detention, she is now determined to fight back.
Thanks to all the people who stood outside, stood vigil, and got us out. Now that we are out, we are going to speak up, and we are going to have our voices heard. And that's why we had a press conference, that's why we have this protest. And I hope that people finally take notice, because if we allow this to go on, we are in a very dangerous situation, because it's a very small step from here to total violation of liberty at any time, at any cost, and at the discretion of NYPD, and this should not be allowed to go on. Thank you.
A hearing is scheduled for September 27 to determine whether the NYPD should be held in contempt for delaying the release of over 500 RNC protesters. The National Lawyers Guild is requesting your information, and a questionnaire is available online at www.nlgnyc.org/RNC. That's www.nlgnyc.org/RNC. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.